Today is Friday, May 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just got done with a meeting with my manager. Friday meetings. Actually, I like my new manager. I will say this. She is a bit micromanaging. Very micromanaging. But you know what? I can live with it because I really like direction. My only concern is if she feels, because she will literally, when I'm creating a slide deck, because you know, that's all we do is create slide decks. I feel like half of my job as a product manager, because you know, I'm not writing code anymore. And I feel like half of my job is creating slide decks to present to management and to present to engineering and to present to customers and to all these slide decks with our story and why we're doing this and why we're doing that and what's the strategy and what's our roadmap. I literally feel like that's the job of a product manager, is to create slide decks. And I've never been especially great at creating. I've never thought my slides looked very good. I mean, they're okay. But you ever, for those of you who work in corporate America, have you ever seen someone do a presentation and thought, oh my God, their slides are so great. How do they do that? And then you sit down to create a slide deck and all you've got is 10 bullet points on every, and you don't know how to make it look pretty. And you're just trying to throw in random graphics to make stuff look good, and it never does. That's how I feel. I can present the information and I'm good at talking. I mean, hello. I talk 5 days a week and you listen. So, I mean, I'm good at talking and I can present to manager, I could present to the CEO of the company. I would be fine. Well, no problem. But putting together these stupid slides for everything is just, ugh. So anyway, I had a meeting. I'm presenting in a week. And so I did a walkthrough of my slides with my boss today, and it went well. She gave me a few notes, but overall she said I did well. And I know the big boss, the VP, the vice president of whatever, asks so many questions. And I'm only going to have 10 minutes to present. So I've got 6 slides. I mean, we've been working on these slides for weeks. 6 slides, and we've been working on these for weeks. But so I'm going to present to him, and he's going to ask so many questions. I'm probably going to get through maybe 2 slides. And he's going to totally derail the whole thing. I know how it is. And I would love to just be able to say, I'm sorry, sir. I ask for you to hold questions to the end. But you're not going to do that to the VP. He could fire me. So, you know, anyway, but it went well. It went well. That's what I was doing right before I started recording. And then I went and opened the garage door because Mark volunteered again. He is volunteering so much. He volunteered again for the COVID stuff, but he's now decided that he enjoys volunteering and he wanted to volunteer for our local arts center. It's the place where they have all the Broadway shows going through. Now, I know part of it is because he wants to try to get us some free tickets or he wants to see some shows without paying, but he really is enjoying volunteering. So he actually went to a training session. It was a Zoom training session, so it wasn't in person. But it seems like starting in their fall season, when their season resumes in the fall, he's going to be volunteering there. And I don't know, maybe he'll be an usher or something when people are going to shows. He'll usher them in to their seat. You'll just go to the left, and then you'll go down 3 rows, down those steps right there, and then, you know, it's 3 seats over. You'll see an LL on the little arm of the chair and then the number 22. All right, enjoy the show. Here's a program. So anyway, I guess he's going to be doing that. But he's gone right now, volunteer, but he's on his way home right now. So I opened the garage because it never fails that when I'm recording, if he's gone, he always arrives while I'm recording. And he opens the garage and I literally sit right above the garage door. And so you'll hear. And so I texted him and I said, okay, I'm opening the garage door. Don't try to open it. We'll see if he remembers. And so last night I cooked. I didn't like it. The chicken was overdone. I made chicken and there was a recipe that I had done on Throwing Down with Joe where it was you crushed up a bunch of, you cooked chicken on a, you baked it basically. And then I don't remember the entire recipe, but you crushed up some olives and you put them on the tray and you mixed them around with all the chicken juices. You probably added butter or olive oil or something like that because you need some fat. And then you basically put this crushed olives all over the chicken and it was really good. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to make something similar because I have some olives stuffed with garlic. Because, I mean, who doesn't have olives stuffed with garlic in their refrigerator? I'm like, oh, I have some olives stuffed with garlic in the refrigerator. And so I'm going to do that because Mark gets really tired of chicken breast because that, I mean, chicken breast has 0 points. So, you know, that's the thing that I want to do. But the chicken got overcooked and it was tough. The olives were good. The garlic was good. I even roasted a couple of cloves of garlic in the oven with the chicken while it was roasting. And I seared the chicken first to get some brownness on the outside. But the chicken was super tough and stringy because I overcooked it. So, I don't know. Me and meat just are not friends when it comes to cooking. I mean, I can bake a dessert. I can make side items. I can make macaroni and cheese. I can bake bread. But meat and vegetables just sometimes, I mean, I'm a good cook, but I feel like more often than not, if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail at the meat and veg. The dessert is going to be great. The bread is going to be great. All of that stuff is going to be great. The side items, they're going to be great. Like macaroni and cheese or, so I say veg, but I'm talking more about like the beans and the peas and the carrots and the stuff like that. If it's a mashed potato or a macaroni and cheese, I'm fine. Or if I'm making pasta, sure. No problem. Some ground meat and some sauce and some noodles, no big deal. But if I'm just doing a piece of meat and some peas or something, you know, I just struggle. I don't know. I'm sure it's fine, but I struggle. So anyway, I made the chicken. It was tough. The taste was good. I liked the olives. I liked the garlic. I don't know about Mark anymore. I try to do the best I can. I made sugar snap peas. I roasted those as well on the same tray. And that actually turned out pretty good. The only thing is, sugar snap peas and snow peas have this stringy bit. And it's hard to get it. It's hard to snap them and get the string to come out. And so a lot of times I'm eating them and I have this like string in my mouth, this tough string. Drives me crazy. But if you cut them, all the peas fall out, all the beans or whatever. So I can't cut it. And I made corn on the cob. You can't really fail with that. The way you're going to make corn on the cob is you bring your water up to a boil. You put the corn on the cob in there. You bring it back up to a boil, you put a lid on it, turn the heat off, and leave it in there for 11 minutes. You can go longer, but 11 minutes. Perfect. Perfect corn on the cob. So the corn on the cob was good, and it's fresh, you know, right this time of year. So I don't like husking it. It drives me crazy. And then we've been watching this show on Netflix, and I'm not going to remember the name of it. Sons of Jupiter? Oh, now Sydney is barking because Mark is home. I think it's called Sons of Jupiter, Daughters of Jupiter. I don't know, something. It's a superhero show. And we finished it last night. Oh, we walked as well yesterday, but we've been walking every day. So, I mean, that's not really news. But it's been rainy all week, so we've been having to plan our walks in between rain showers, basically. But so anyway, we watched this show and it's all right. I mean, it's pretty good, but I would say it's if you're a fan of Marvel. So I would say, you know, because there have been a lot of superhero things recently. So you've got all the Marvel stuff. You've got the DC stuff, which a lot of people hate. And then Amazon Prime has that show called The Boys, where it's and I think it's based on a comic book where it's superheroes, but they're not good, or most of them are not good. They're actually horrible people. And it's really good. Like it's just like one series. They've got two seasons so far. And it's really good. And then this one is a different spin on it. They're basically good, but they have some weird rules. Like they cannot kill anyone and it becomes a problem. But the main problem with this show that I find is their costumes look like they bought them at Party City. I'm not even kidding. Like, these costumes are the worst superhero costumes I have ever seen in my life. It reminds me of back in the day, like a long time ago, the old Superman show that was on TV, or the old Batman show, where they were the most horrible, look like their grandma sewed them. And they distract me. They're so bad, I think. I don't think they're good. The acting is okay. The storyline is good. The special effects are all right, you know, for a TV show. It's enjoyable. It's not as good as The Boys, like by a long shot. But it's enjoyable to watch if you like superhero stuff. So we finished that up, actually. And then we watched some Young Sheldon because we were behind on that. I love Annie Potts. She plays the grandma on Young Sheldon, but she used to be in Designing Women. And I really like her. She is so funny on that show. And she's probably Mark and I both, she's probably our favorite. So tomorrow I have a haircut, so my entire Saturday is wasted. And then I'm going to be so busy on Sunday. Ugh. I've got to do all of my homework because we're going to Houston next weekend. And I've got a bunch of stuff for work to do on the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.